Grey Patch laid the flat of his sword against Lord Gut's throat.
Come on, Begbelly. Do you fancy trying for captain?
Lord Gut could not even gulp. The sword was so tight on his neck.
Not me. You're the captain. Captain.
Grey Patch nodded approvingly, immediately changing his mood.
Right, matey. I'm the captain and I gives the orders. So let's see plenty of stout wood being cut to make a cage for our all slaves. After that, we'll head out into these woodlands and plunder all the victuals a sea rat can lay claws on. Now, what have you got to say to that?
Though the tone was subdued, they all replied.
Aye, captain.
Roofbrush gave a shout of delight as the fat squiddle came bounding in across the north wall with acrobatic skill.
Oh, Tom, you old bush rumbler! Well, curl my tail!
They hugged and wrestled as squiddles do. Then the normally taciturn Roof held his friend out at paw's length.
Let me look at you, tree jumper. By the fur, you twat as fat as a badger at a feast. What have you been doing to yourself?
Uncle Tom patted his vast stomach and chortled.
Roving and eating, though mostly eating, doesn't slow me down at all. I'm faster than I ever was, young Roof.
Again, they fell to wrestling and hugging. Several Dibbons had gathered to view the performance. They called encouragement, thinking it was some sort of fight.
Boys, tail off, Roof.
Kick a mini girt fat tummy squirrel.
Mother Mellis and Abbot Bernard came hurrying over. Oak Tom released Roof and performed several acrobatic paw springs.
Abbot Bernard, how are you, Father? Oh, look out, it's old Stripey Top. Bet you can't catch me for a bath now, Marmellus.
The badger put on a mock-serious expression, wagging her paw at him.
Just let me catch you, Oak Tom. You were the worst Dibbon Redwall ever had to put up with. I'll wager you've not had a bath since you left here last summer.
The fat, nimble Oak Tom bounded up on Mellis's broad back and whispered in her ear.
Course I have. Here, this is for you.
Pulling a small package from his travelling bag, he dropped it in Mellis's paw. The badger sniffed it appreciatively.
Oh, jasmine and lavender soap! Where did you get it? No, don't tell me. I'd hate to think of one of my Dibbons stealing.
Oak Tom pulled a long face. The abbot patted his head fondly.
She's only joking, Tom. Come and talk to me. Tell me all the news of your travels. Just in time for lunch. We're eating out in the orchard. Summer salad, leek and celery soup, hot root bread, and strawberry trifle to follow.
You must have known I was coming back. My favourite of all, strawberry trifle. Yahoo!
Oak Tom went hurtling away toward the orchard in a series of blurring somersaults. Run and Grub watched him go.
He must have been a terrible Dibbon Wurzer and us.
Burr, I wager he were a girt fat infant.
The news Oak Tom brought was extremely serious, particularly to Clary and his long patrol. They listened intently. Mellis glanced anxiously at Clary when Oak Tom finished telling what he had witnessed at the Sea Rat camp. Clary paced about in the shade of an old pear tree.
A big cage, you say? Just how big, Tom?
Big and strong enough to hold all 12 of them. Well made, too, with thick branches and lashings. Very heavy, I'd say.
Clary struck the tree with his paw.
Darn, I knew it had come to this somehow.
What does it mean, Colonel?
Clary coughed and brushed his whiskers with the back of a paw.
Oh, nothing, ma'am. At least, not for you to worry your head about. Leave it to me. I'll have a word with my jolly old pals. We'll sort it out. Tickety-boo, that's the word, what?
Simeon groped about with his paw until he touched Mellis's cheek.
There was a lot of false bravado in what Clary said. I think he's worried.
Sextus watched the lanky figure of the hare retreating toward the abbey.
Yes, the more anxious hares get, the lighter they seem to make of things. Have you noticed?